Hi, Steve.
Yes, hey Carl, how are you doing?
I'm busy and going crazy, but other than that, I'm fine.
Perfect. So I'm with the publishing team right now. Hello?
Okay. What do I need for them?
Yeah.
You've got my bank account number.
Yeah,
of course,
we
I gave
need
you
the
all that stuff.
Yeah, we need the billing information. So first of all, please tell me, what's the name on your card?
What card?
Like we need to add a card on income as first.
Oh,
so
do you need a credit card?
It's up to you, card, whichever card you want to use.
Well, there's only one kind of card, and that's a credit card, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a playing card. You want a credit card. Right? So, and you see, I would give you the card that I always use, but it's now invalid because of a scam that happened to me yesterday. So they're sending me a new one. So that card is off the table. I don't have it. So I will give you my American Express card.
Sure. So please tell me, how is your name written on that card?
My name is J. Carl Goodman.
It's J. Dot Carl Goodman, right?
Not a dot. Not on
no
this
dot.
Card. It's just
all right.
J. Space Carl Goodman.
J. Carl Goodman, all right. And is there any company name on the card?
Yes, below that, the, T-H-E, Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, Network.
All right, it's the Isaac Network, T-H-E-I-S-S-A-C, right?
No, 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 no.
I-S-A-A-C.
Yes, I-S-A-A-C.
All right, Isaac Network. And the address, is it going to be 135 Painted Trillium Way?
It is.
Townsend, Tennessee, 37882, right?
It is. See, you're smart because you memorized all that. You didn't even have to look anywhere, did you?
No. And what's the, it's going to be your phone number, 585?
Yeah, use this phone number, 585-259-1865.
585-259-1865.
Correct. Why do they need a credit card? I don't get it. Because they should be buying stuff from me, not me from them.
I'm not sure on my end, Carl, but it's just a basic requirement to proceed with the publishing. Yeah. And for the email address, should we use jcarlgoodman@gmail.com?
Yeah.
And it's going to be American Express?
Yes.
All right. And what's the card number?
Oh, hold on. I just put it away. Thought we were done. 3-6-9-8-3-9-4-5-6-8-8-2-0-0-4.
Let me repeat it. Can you please just repeat it one more time?
3-7-9-8-3-9-4-5-6-8-8-2-0-0-4.
All right. Expiration date?
9/27/09/7.
All right. And the CVV code?
415. But because it's an American Express card, there's a four-digit number on the front.
Okay. What's the four-digit number?
8456. Now, if there's ever anything charged to this card, I will scream. Okay?
No. We don't worry about this. We're not going to charge anything. And
Ingram shouldn't either. They should be paying me.
That's right. Just give me a second here.
Sure. And then I know you'll need my checking account number.
All right, Carl, so we are good to go. Everything is up and running on the Dermis Parks. Now we'll be publishing the book. It's going to take at least a day or two, and then it will be live on Indem Sparks as well.
Now, how do they pay me? You didn't ask me for my bank account number.
Currently, the required information.
So, in other words, if they sold a book, how would they pay me?
Haven't you filled out any other information besides the card details on Ingram?
Yes, I have. I went on and I gave them my bank account number. So they've got that, I hope. But I thought I gave everything else to them. So I just want to make sure that if they take any orders for books, that they can pay me. You can't get on and see that information?
Just give me a minute.
Sure. You may not be able to.
All right, Carl, you there?
Yes.
So the Royal, I believe you have put all of your information on before me. You have set up the account as well, and you've input the card details and account information also, right?
Yep. It's possible that they've now got two cards on there.
No. At the very bottom. Yeah, when the link I sent you, if you open up that link, so if you see at the very bottom of that link, of that page, you will see the card details, and they are only showing one card over there.
I believe rest
of the information has been already there. So all the royalties will be transferred to your account because they are not asking for anything else right now.
Yep. Okay, that's terrific. And thank you for setting it up. And please let me know the minute that the books are published.
Once the books are live.
Yep.
Yeah. So we will be working on the publishing of the books. Once it's live, I'll update you.
Okay. Thank you. Because I'm going to assume that once that's there, then bookstores can get on to Ingram Spark. And use Ingram as the distributor.
That's right.
Okie doke. Thank you.
All right, then. Take care of yourself.
One other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am supposed to get a call from the director of security for Books A Million this afternoon, and I called Mark Richer while I was waiting for this call, and I reached him, and he said, well, he said, I'm not an employee. I thought I made that clear. No, he never made that clear to me or you. He said, I am a third-party supplier. I am a third-party vendor who works with Books A Million to identify new authors and opportunities. So he said, when I get on the phone, I said, can you give me employee ID or a company? He said, I'll do that. I didn't like his answer. He said, I'll do that when we have a conference call with the director of security. So he said, don't worry about it. He says, we're all good. Everything will work out. I said, well, okay, but I'm suspending production of printing and standees and all that until such time as everything is okay.
All right, then. That sounds perfect.
Well, let's hope it's true, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So once you get the good information and have him and the Books a Million on call, then please update me. How would you like to proceed?
I will, absolutely.
Meanwhile, I have stopped the printing process.
Sure. And, you know, I appreciate your patience with me because this, after being scammed yesterday on a different item,
uh-huh,
and then having come up, I just lose patience.
What happened yesterday, by the way?
My computer,
mm-hmm,
my system wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sorry. You're talking about the Microsoft one?
Yeah.
For the $250 gift card and everything?
Yep. I should have known better.
Got it.
Never pay somebody with a gift card because that means they're scamming you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep. So anyway, I was so angry that I was that gullible, you know. I mean, that's as bad as if I were to think you worked for a company and didn't, right? And gave you a bunch of money. You know, I bought a used car from you when, in fact, you didn't even own that car. That happens all the time, by the way. So anyway, you know, I was just so upset. Then with this Mark Richer thing, I wish that he had told us that he was a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big difference, you know?
Yep, I do understand.
So, I will keep you apprised of what goes on, okay?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okie doke. Thank you, Mark. I just called you Mark. That's terrible. Thank you, Steve.
That's fine. All right,
we'll talk to you.
Sure.
Thank
Take
you.
Care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.